Good evening. You're watching Left, Right and Center. I'm Nidhi Razdan. High drama in the national capital today as the office of Young Indian Limited, the company the Congress party had set up to fund its National Herald newspaper, was sealed by the Enforcement Directorate in an alleged money laundering case. The police then went on to seal the road leading up to the Congress party headquarters and deployed forces outside the AICC office as well as outside the home of Sonia Gandhi, which is right next door. That deployment was then lifted a little while later. But the Congress reacted very strongly, accusing the government of treating their leaders like terrorists. Sonia and Rahul Gandhi have both been questioned by the Enforcement Directorate in the case and have refuted any wrongdoing. The ED says that they had to seal the Young Indian office because they had come to conduct searches and there was no one from the party who was there. The ED had already raided the offices of the National Herald newspaper yesterday, along with several other locations linked to the newspaper's parent company. Well, that showdown highlighting once again the bitter, bitter relationship between the government and the principal opposition party, the Congress. Joining us first on the program tonight is Abhishek Manu Singhvi, Rajya Sabha MP of the Congress party. Also, he is the lawyer for the Gandhis in this National Herald case. Abhishek Singhvi, thank you for joining us. Why do you think that this police force in such strong numbers was there outside the AICC office and Sonia Gandhi's residence today? What do you think the purpose was?
Well, I think in independent India, for 75 years, even other non-Congress or other BJP governments, we have never seen a scene like this. I was in a meeting, I was called. Anybody who has gone there will see both ends of Akbar Road, both ends of Janpath, platoons, blue, khaki, all the colors. Number two, there is no clear answer to your question because nobody tells us why. But this kind of bandobast on an evening, on the day when the National Herald offices are raided or sealed, what is the purpose? What can be a possible purpose? A siege mentality in the middle of Delhi, which is India, the world's largest democracy's capital. Do you think that in a 10-year-old case, people would want to come? If they are wanting to come, they are welcome. They can go all over AICC, all over the houses. But do you think they are really going to be finding something in terms of, wanting to come and investigate and have all this bandobast outside? The obvious answer to your question, Nidhi, is that the object is A, intimidation, humiliation, insult, and B, basically divert attention from all the real issues which affect you and I. Today, tomorrow, your channels should not carry the price rise, the berozgari, the food products and the GST on it, but they should carry this kind of sensationalism. Right. It is unheard of. I can't understand the object of it. As I said earlier, total question which the most imaginative mind can ask in National Herald, and I spelled them out in an earlier press conference, are about 10 or 12. And if you ask the same question five different ways, you can make it 60. Sure. But how can you go on and on about
it? The ED says that it had to seal the Young Indian offices today because they wanted to conduct searches and nobody from the Congress party was there. Is the party going to cooperate with the ED and have send someone there tomorrow to open up the offices for
this
a search?
This is a very interesting question. This is a very interesting question. The ED has gross invasive powers of search and seizure. They have invasive powers of summoning and, of course, of arrest. Now, two things have happened till now. The top leadership, former president, current president, have been summoned. They've spent 55 hours plus another 2 days as far as Sonia ji is concerned. What have they done? They've gone like citizens. They've gone there and spent hours. Have they done anything? Have we stopped obstructing? Second, you go to the premises and seal. Please do it. What the point is, do you need this bandobas? Just see the bandobas on your screens and you have not been there, Nidhi. I could not enter the office till I sought special permission, showed my card, showed the fact that I'm going for a press conference. Neither side of the road is open to anybody. So what are you doing? You are taking Akbar Road and barricading it on both sides for what? You go and seal. You go and raid the office of National Herald. Tell me a single connection between this kind of bandobas going on and stopping people. You should have tried to go.
So are you anticipating more raids in the coming days?
See, point is, we are saying you are welcome. Please come. Please look all you want. But don't do these tactics of sensationalism, exaggeration, humiliation, insult. Don't do it for just being in the surkhias, in the headlines, because you want to divert attention. And don't do it in this installment basis, because you want this pot to be boiling, because the real boiling pot of India on inflation and berozgari and unemployment, that you want to avoid.
But Abhishek Singh, the last question, and that's really about the timing of all of this. Look, as you said, this is a matter that goes back some 10 years. There's no imminent election as such coming up either. We're still many months away from the next round of state elections. So why do you think this is happening at this time? Case is making headlines at this time.
All times of the year are good season to humiliate, insult and intimidate as far as this government is concerned. But whenever there is a major issue, today what is the issue? Put your hand on your heart and ask yourself, forget politics. If you're an ordinary person, what is the real issue in this country today? This way or that way, it is price rise, unemployment and possibly the GST on food products. You may have viewed this way or that way, doesn't matter. Now, for three quarters of parliament, you have taken away the session by not agreeing to a debate. You finally had a debate on the last but one week of parliament session. Now, there is a procession and a demonstration notified in advance for police permission for 5th on Friday, both before the president's house and the prime minister's house. You have these issues in the country. People are asking questions. This is one good way of divert.
All right, So, okay, so clearly, you know, you're saying that it's a way of diverting attention. Let's see what the next few days bring on this matter. Dr. Abhishek Singh, thanks very much for joining us. So the question is, you know, whether, as I said right at the beginning, this marks another low point in sort of, if you can even call it a relationship between the government and the Congress party. Shama Mohammed, spokesperson of the Congress, joining us now. We also have journalist and commentator Ashutosh with us. Mohit Paul is with us tonight. He's an advocate with the Supreme Court. And we'll be joined by the BJP very shortly. Ashutosh, just wanted to get, you know, your sense on this about, you know, why you think that the sort of the heat on this particular case is happening at this particular time.
See, Nidhi, if you want my perception about the entire case, I can tell you that this Supreme Court verdict on the ED and the PMLA case will go down in history as one of the worst ever judgments given by the Supreme Court. This will go down as a black spot. It's something like ADM Jabalpur. The judgment was given by the Supreme Court, where it was decided. The verdict was given that the executive through parliament can take anybody's life through legislation. Something like that has happened in this case also. And here, everything depends on the whims and the fancy of an officer. He will. How can you imagine the jurisprudence is put on its head? How can you imagine that somebody can come to my house, can take me in his custody and will not tell me on what ground I have been detained, on what is the case against me? And it is not also mandatory on behalf of the, not mandatory for these officers to tell me when they are arresting me. If they arrest me and tell me the exact reason on which basis they have, then I should feel obliged. So something like that, if judgment is given like that, and obviously the enforcement directorate can go to any place, can attach anybody's property, can seize any property, and can detain anybody.
But Ashutosh, the ED already had those powers. The Supreme Court has only, in a sense, reiterated what the powers they already had. So did the ED really need to wait for a Supreme Court verdict to be emboldened, for want of a better word?
See, but if you look at the Nikesh Tarachand case in 2017, the Supreme Court itself has decided that these powers of a bail arresting somebody is very
which the government reversed through amendments to the law 2 years later.
2019. How did they reverse it? By attaching it in the finance bill, so that you know and I know that the finance bill cannot be that they cannot you can't have an amendment. It will not go to the Rajya Sabha. So this is entry of this bill and all the stringent measures through the back door. At least it was expected from the Supreme Court, because Supreme Court is the guardian of the Constitution and upholder of the Constitution, that they should protect, that Supreme Court is supposed
okay.
to protect.
So you're saying that the Supreme Court verdict... Okay, so you're saying essentially that the Supreme Court verdict has further emboldened the ED to take action against the opposition. Mohit Paul...
I'm saying on record that this judgment by the Supreme Court will go down in history as one of the worst ever judgment given by the Supreme Court. This will go down in history as a black spot in Indian jurisprudence.
Mohit Paul, would you, as an advocate of the Supreme Court, what would you say to Ashutosh's criticism of this?
Well, he's open to criticize the judgment, but that's the law of the land as on date. It's three judges of the Supreme Court who held this judge, who've delivered this judgment. The opposition parties, everyone, as a matter of the arguments for this case, if I'm not mistaken, went on for almost close to a month. That's about 20 working days that this and this judgment came out after that. So, yes, of course, any judgment which comes from the court is open to criticism. But then till the time it's overruled, that is what is going to be the law of the land. And whatever said and done, we have to abide by that.
Sure. But I mean, it does turn the whole concept of jurisprudence on its head, doesn't it? You're basically guilty until you're presumed innocent.
Yes, that's one law. But then I agree that there's sort of a change it brings in. But it's a special enactment. We've had such special enactments in the past also. We've had TADA, we've had UOPA. It is not that this is the first time we've got a special enactment. We've had special enactments in the past. And in a special enactment, if the government feels, and if the court thereafter has, in a way, given a sense of approval to it, that it is required that someone can be actually, it can be. And look at how the technology, everything has changed, you know. Look at how the times have changed. Mr. Ashutosh Kumar was saying that this will go as the dark spot of judgment which has been there in the history of this country. But look at how technology comes into play. We're dealing with money laundering. We're dealing with an issue which takes place all over. Ashutosh, you'll get your time. So we're talking about money laundering which is taking place. You've got shell companies which get made up. We've had series of newspapers which come up with these Panama Papers and all those.
But are you saying that the agencies are not misused? Are you saying that in this case it's all legit, it's all bona fide the way they're being sent after the opposition?
This is not the first time that an agency one can say that the government is using an agency, if one was to use it that term. Governments come and go, but these agencies always remain. So they always know. We've had Supreme Court lamenting about CBI being a caged parrot as well in the past, which government was at the part at that point of time. So it is not that these agencies are actually going to be dictated by the masters who are there in the government. You should have some faith in these agencies.
How can you have faith in them when the ED's conviction rate is only 2.5% since the PMLA since the PMLA was enacted in the mid-2000s? What does that say about the cases reaching their logical conclusion? It's a bit of a digression before I come to Shama Mohammed, but I mean, surely there are questions to be asked about what's happening as far as conviction rates are concerned.
Give it time. Give it another
How
5
much
years.
Time?
Give it another 10 years. Why not give it another 5 years? Give it 10 years.
And somebody loses their liberty? Till then, a person can lose his or her liberty because the bail conditions are so stringent?
Well, that is
what if they're innocent?
We can't help it. Yeah, of course. What if they're innocent? Then they should go to the court and ask for compensation from the courts. Then we've had instances where the terror convicts, when they've gone, when they've been held to be acquitted.
Yeah, after 10, 20 years in prison, no.
But they have got compensation.
Anyway,
it's not that they don't get compensation.
We're not having an argument on the PMLA here today, but Shama Mohammed, I think, the BJP will say, as we wait for them to come on, is that okay, fine, you can say it's a witch hunt or whatever it is, but, if you guys haven't done anything wrong, then you have nothing to fear. That's the argument that they often give. Shama.
Nidhi, we are not going to fear anything. I just want to tell, if anybody from the Prime Minister's office is watching, anybody from Amit Shah's office is watching, we will protest on Friday the 5th. We are not going to cow down. We are not going to back down. They think we fear. We do not fear. We do not mind going to jail or wherever they want to put us. They can do. Right now, it's undeclared emergency in this country. I mean, like Abhishek Manu Singhvi ji said, have you seen anything like this? I mean, why is this outside our headquarters where we cannot enter? Why are these vehicles here? When Mrs. Gandhi and Mr. Gandhi, both of them went for questioning. In fact, Mr. Gandhi for 5 days for 50 hours. And let me tell you one very important thing. This is Prevention of Money Laundering Act. And here there is, according alleged income tax violation, which does not come under PMLA. You see, there is no jurisdiction here for this ED out here. That is the issue. The basic issue is, and since it's a Section 25 company, there are no dividends given to anybody, to the shareholders or directors, to anyone, because it cannot happen. And we have put all the papers, you go through our books, you go through our income, whatever is there, go through it. And let me also remind you one important thing. The day before this judgment came by the Supreme Court, a question was posed in the Rajya Sabha about ED, how many cases? And you know what they said? from 2014 to 2022, the number of raids conducted by ED has increased by 27 times more than what it was from 2004 to 2014. This is a reply from the parliament. So that itself says there is harassment. See, ED has got superpowers. It's the only agency which does not have to report to any, it can conduct any sort of raids without permission. That's the only agency right now. So what we are seeing is undeclared emergency, and the ED comes under the finance ministry. You know, it's directly under the government. Of course, the government is asking them to do this because Nidhi, they want to divert attention for the protests we are conducting on Friday regarding the price rise, regarding the 5% GST on various things, regarding the unemployment.
Okay.
Do you know another question?
Let me take this to Mr. Alok Watts of the BJP. Mr. Watts, Shama Mohammed says it's an undeclared emergency. Shama Mohammed, I'll come back to you. Mr. Watts, undeclared emergency. Why what was the need for there to be such a large deployment of police outside the party headquarters of the Congress today? Alok ji.
Well, Nidhi, let me tell you one thing. All those culprits after 2014 who have played with the state exchequer money or have flaunted the money of the public are one by one getting targeted, and they are not going to be spared. Whosoever it may be, even if he belongs to BJP, he will not be spared.
Who is that? Can you name anybody?
We still haven't got hold of anybody as such. But if we get hold, we will do the same treatment as is being done with others. And let me tell you one thing. This is the first time that they have been denied bail by High Court and the Supreme Court. And thereafter, the ED came into action. And the whole of the Congress, rather than making a hue and cry about unemployment, and other issues of the public, they went and started shouting slogans that, you know, ED is doing something wrong. She should not be questioned and she should be released. All this is fabricated and false. Hey, hello. Ram Rahim had 1 lakh people shouting that he is innocent. 50,000 people were shouting for Asaram Bapu. So they should have been spared. Is this the law of the country?
Why are you
the same
from the
for
subject,
every
Mr.
citizen
Mr.
of this country, whosoever it may be?
Have you just conceded that unemployment and price rise are the issues the Congress should be focusing on and not on the ED questioning of Sonia and Rahul Gandhi?
What has happened is we are doing that. That's what I'm telling you. Day after the protest is on that.
No, but I'm
and
saying...
Why
is it? So,
One second. Let's not shout at each other. Mr. Watts, one second.
Let me tell you, Nidhi.
I agree. Shama Mohammed, let him finish his point. I promise to come back to you. We have time. Yes, Mr. Watts.
The citizens of this country has made Bharat Mukt Congress. And now it is Bharat Lukt Congress.
Bharat Lukt
Congress?
They are
on the
extinct.
Congress Mukt Bharat.
They are extinct species in politics. Ab ye, they are trying to, you know, first time I've heard that kisi ke upar ED ka raid hua, and their supporters are saying it is wrong. It should be released. It's an emergency declared.
But Alok ji, why is the ED's conviction rate so poor? Why is it only 2.5% since the PMLA, was first enacted?
You know the complexities of the rules and regulation in this country. A guy murders a guy and he gets convicted after 15 years. I'm not pointing a finger at the judiciary. But this is how the system is operating.
Yeah, but look at all the people who also, the cases against them haven't, the cases against them haven't gone further.
Immediate solution is not given in any case. In Hindi, it is called Twarit Karwai. In English, immediate solution. It's not given.
Okay, but as you said, you're even a BJP person will not be spared. Though you are not able to name which BJP person has been under the ED's radar.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi, any person who is involved in any nefarious activity and playing with any state exchequer money to his benefit will not be spared at any cost.
Can I comment? Okay, okay. Shama, you can speak and then I'll let Ashutosh have the last word. Yes.
Yeah, so please, the person who's from the BJP, Alok ji, please ask ED to investigate Narayan Rane, because Narayan Rane was accused by Kirit Somaiya of money laundering. Kirit Somaiya is from your own party, is a former member. Right now, there's an FIR also against Himanta Biswa Sarma. He's involved in giving money to the Jharkhand MLAs.
Don't worry.
Investigate that.
Why is
he investigating
that?
They will also be convicted. Let me. Why don't you do that? Why you're only investigating one aspect, that too, when ED has no jurisdiction in the National Herald case? You have to understand what is PMLA and what is IT income tax, alleged income tax violation company. And why have you
all right, one second. I'm just going to break out of this because we're just shouting at each other, and that's kind of pointless.
Nidhi, I have one last point. When there was a question to the Lok Sabha, when they were asked the minister how many youth have applied for jobs and how many jobs were given since 2014, this is again from the parliament, 22 crore youth applied for jobs from 2014 to now, and they could only give 7 lakh jobs.
She's saying that you're digressing. But Ashutosh, you've made the most important point here, which is on the Supreme Court judgment itself. Today, 17 opposition leaders jointly actually signed a statement criticizing the Supreme Court judgment, which is quite unprecedented. You don't normally see political parties coming together in this way and criticizing a top court judgment in the way that it has. That itself is unprecedented, but it may not really change much.
Nidhi, you know, I think for the last many years, the narrative has been built that you can't criticize Supreme Court. If you are living in a constitutional democracy and constitutional polity and society, then Supreme Court is not above criticism. If Supreme Court is giving a quality of judgment which cannot be called a quality judgment, it has to be called. It has to be said in as many words. And about Enforcement Directorate, I think you have been more than generous about Enforcement Directorate. Out of 5,422 cases, only 23 cases has seen the day of conviction. What is the conviction rate? 0.5%. That means what? If a student gets 33% out of 100, he is called failed, nakara, incompetent. But if Enforcement Directorate, out of 200 cases, if solve one case, it is supposed to be the Kohinoor of Government of India. And everybody has to face it. What kind of system we are living in? This Enforcement Directorate till 2005 to 2014 has not been able to prove any case, has not done any conviction. And still it is considered to be a prime agency. Either it is led by those who were grossly incompetent officer, or it has been misused by the Manmohan Singh government as well by the Modi government. This ED doesn't need to exist if its conviction rate is so bad.
All right, I have to leave it there tonight. Thank you to all of you for joining us. We're getting lots of social media reactions on this on Coup this evening. Tamanna Agarwal has written that the raids on the National Herald are a ploy to divert attention from issues like price rise and unemployment. Karan says that we strongly condemn vendetta politics, while Adarsh has said that people can call it vendetta, but the law will take its own course. Nikita says that they are against those entities who were involved in the National Herald linked transactions. That's it for the moment on Left, Right and Center. Thanks for watching.